Hello, and welcome to Autistically Unapologetic, the unfiltered and unmasked podcast about everything autism. Here's your host, Devin Morrissey.
Hi, and welcome to Autistically Unapologetic with me, Devin Morrissey. I would like to officially welcome you all to episode 22, where today I will be talking about autism and entrepreneurship. Now, finding work or employment can be difficult for anyone, but it can be even more harder for people on the autism spectrum. But rest assured, there are autistic adults out there that are taking working into their own hands by launching their own businesses. In fact, psychologytoday.com mentioned that, quote, autistic adults have empathy, skills, and intelligence, and where they're in charge of the direction of their own careers by leaning into their strengths, they can thrive as much as any neurotypical in the workforce. My next guest is a phenomenal example of taking charge of her own career by using her expertise and passion for beauty to open up her own business, Beauty by Jenna. She and her sister-in-law are here to talk about the origins of this all-natural lip balm company and how she is creating employment opportunities for other autistic and disabled adults. Please welcome to Autistically Unapologetic, Jenna Graybow. Welcome, you two.
Thank you. It's so nice to be here.
I'm so happy to have you both here as well. We've had the chance to get together now a few times outside of this podcast. I've had the chance to learn a lot more about you, and it's pretty amazing just to see like all that you've done in just a short amount of time with Beauty by Jenna. And I really am excited to have this conversation with you today, because I think that a lot of people out there can not only relate, but really be inspired by your story.
Thank you.
So when I have a guest that usually comes on, especially an autistic guest, I really like to kind of start with their life story all the way back to the very beginning. So my first question for you, Jenna, is when were you first diagnosed autistic? When did you first find out that you were autistic, and what was your reaction to all of it?
Yeah, well, when I was 3 years old, I was diagnosed autistic by, you know, Dr. Susan Schmidt-Lautner, who works at UCLA. She's a good therapist. Oh. And, you know, I didn't really know why I was in, and I ended up in help group, and I didn't know why I was there considering everybody seems so in the world, at least in the autism thing. And, you know, at the time, I mean, they still do. But anyway, my mom, my dad, and, you know, my brother, they told me I was autistic, you know. And of course, I found it hard to understand or believe. I don't know, I guess because they think they seem different from that. But over time, I didn't, you know, it took a while to understand. And I admit, it felt a little strange people seeing me a certain way because I was autistic. I guess you understand that.
But 100%.
When I found out, when my parents and my brother told me, I think in high school or middle school, I don't remember. But anyway, I learned to accept it and see it gives me a whole new idea, a great idea of the world and stuff. And, you know, makes me unique.
We kind of have similar timelines in a strange way as this sounds, because I found out at the exact same age as you. And for the longest time, I really didn't know what was going on. It wasn't until literally as I was starting middle school around 12 years old that my parents were like, hey, you're autistic. And I kind of gave them that whole Steve Urkel or Tyler James Williams look like, huh? Because I really had no idea what it was. And so for the remainder of my childhood, it was a real guessing game of, okay, why is this happening? Why can I not control it? But then you realize as you get older, you become a lot more accepting of yourself. Embrace that about yourself. But what I love about your finding out that you're autistic is that you learn to embrace it straight off of the bat. When a lot of people, it takes them years to really fully come into.
I hear you. I mean, we actually have a friend, you know, he has a little bit of a problem with talking to people about, like, you know, his autism. His name is Cruz. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a process. It's just some, you know, because people look at him a certain way, and he feels awkward about it. But honestly, there's nothing to be ashamed of, and he's honestly a great person. And honestly, whether or not he has autism, he just seems great.
Absolutely, and it's a journey as crazy as it sounds, because when one person finds out, they will be fully accepting of themselves, and other people will be fully accepting with time, because, you know, the journey to really being fully authentically autistic and embracing that, it's not a one-size-fits-all solution. So just out of curiosity, tell me a little bit about your life growing up on the autism spectrum. What was that like for you?
Well, I pretty much, how I see the world is, I kind of see the world like a TV, like how my mind works. Like, ooh, you know, I have to see mainly like scenarios or characters inside, like from movies, just going on in my head. It just goes on. And I don't know, I remember when I was a kid, you know, I did certain things, including, you know, before I was like fully comfortable going outside, I would spend, and when, you know, when I was a little kid, maybe three or so, I would like to spend time in my room just watching TV. So I guess maybe around 3 years old, I got really into and, you know, but every time I was surrounded, my parents, as soon as they found out, they surrounded me with the right people. And, you know, and my brother was fully supportive. And, you know, over time, I graduated from high school. I was actually at Santa Monica College to study art, but then figured maybe that was not gonna work out, you know, considering art is a, can be a tough occupation. But then I was gonna go to like Paul Mitchell, and but the thing is, I had to get my GED and I got a certificate in completion when I graduated from the help group. And so I went to Los Angeles Valley College, you know, which was close to me at the time, and is actually across the street from the help group. But anyway, it took me a while, but I finally achieved it, and I went there, and it was a wonderful experience, you know, learning all the techniques and things about hair. Eventually, I, of course, the pandemic, and I was having a really hard time, but I got help. And then when I came back, you know, they helped me achieve my hours, and I actually graduated. And I decided that maybe hair, with all due respect, I loved hair and everything. It didn't feel so much like me. People were fully supportive, and I was, you know, actually Pasadena studying and stuff. And anyway, actually around the pandemic or afterwards, Anna and I, we decided, well, Anna came up with the idea of
end of 2023.
Yes.
Oh, wow. That
basically, we decided to make a, you know, Anna thought it would be a great idea, and she's really great, you know, like with organizing things, and she thought it would be great at seeing my progress. She thought maybe we could, like, we could do this beauty company, lip balms, and, you know, make them safe and stuff that, that supports people who are on the spectrum who are disabled. And, you know, basically, and that worked, and, you know, with names and stuff, and I just tagged along, and it turned out to be great, and I draw all the cards, like a picture. Yeah, mainly I do the drawings. I write a little, but I don't, my writing's a little scribbly. So, and, but anyway, people just started loving it, and, you know, loving the lip balms, and we have a great company that helps make our products, Shopify. And it's just, it's getting better and better all the time.
For the record, there's nothing wrong with scribbling writing. Can I just say that? Nothing wrong with scribbling writing at all in the slightest.
No, I hear you. I mean, I love drawing. I do. I guess you say my two things, favorite things to do is drawing and writing. I'm mainly calligraphy, like writing names. It's, I don't know, in a word, therapeutic.
If that's yes.
Right. Yeah, it's like, and then, I don't know, the idea of scribble, scribble, scribble. I can just do that and boom, I can be cool and stuff, or distracted, just something.
And that's the fun part about growing up, is that you find things in life that you're so passionate about, and especially with just like drawing and writing and writing in those fun fonts, it's so therapeutic that people don't even realize, like, you could spend the entire day at a table just drawing and writing, and people realize, well, why would they want to spend all day there? But then it's like, okay, this actually is very soothing for them. It's a great sensory relief, especially from the outside world, because honestly, you never fully know what type of sensory overload you're going to run into out there. Yeah, it's a dog-eat-dog world for us to have those all the time.
Yeah, and I guess the best thing out of it all is not only get to work with the people I love, but I just make people happy and I inspire people. And, you know, it's just that's definitely something that, you know, gets me to wanting to do it even more.
So my next question for you, actually, Jenna, is what first got you into the beauty industry? What was it about this industry that attracted you to want to work in the beauty industry?
Well, in the beginning, I was still figuring myself out. My mom did it. My uncle did it. So basically, it's a thing. So, you know, kind of getting into beauty somehow or anything. Wow. It's in my blood.
That's amazing.
And I tried doing that. And again, with a GED, and I got in. I mean, I love hair and stuff and makeup, but I just wasn't passionate about it. Like my mom, you know, things starting fresh before I can figure myself so I can afford to figure out what I want to do with my life. And, you know, as much as I love hair and makeup and stuff, and I still do, it wasn't like as big of a passion as some would expect or something, at least for me. I mean, I love drawing and writing and helping people and talking and entertaining people, basically.
And something that you bring up, I had absolutely no idea. This is like a family tradition that has been passed down from generation to generation to generation.
Yeah.
That is incredible. If I were to follow in my dad's footsteps and go into science, there would be no way I would even last 5 seconds. No, I hear you. So something that I actually didn't know about you until now is that you are the first autistic person to graduate from the Paul Mitchell School of Beauty here in Los Angeles. What did you learn from beauty school that you were able to apply into your organization?
Well, I learned, you know, with good hair and basically like what looks good and, you know, what people might like and, you know, what can look good on a face and everything. Your presentation matters, how you look and stuff and, you know, pleasing people. I mean, you know, I actually learned a lot, but I don't think I just strictly learned that from Paul Mitchell or beauty school. I learned it from my family, my friends, everybody surrounding me. So I guess I could say sometimes you could just learn those things anywhere.
Something that I think we've both learned from not only looking for jobs and not applying for the countless amount of jobs again and again, but it's something just in general that appearance is key. I mean, it literally is a very key factor in how we run our life. When you're younger, you're just kind of like, oh, you know, why does appearance matter that much? But then when you get older, you're like, a light bulb almost goes off and you're like, okay, that's why. Because there's no way that you could go into an interview pretty much looking like you came from the gym.
Well, I mean, I heard this once and it's true. Looks, you know, like other things, you know, they're not everything, but they are something.
So my next question for you, Jenna, is what inspired you to launch Beauty by Jenna? And when did you decide to launch Beauty by Jenna? I know that this was a journey that has been a very long time in the making. So I'm really dying to hear the origins about how it all started.
I graduated and I was still figuring things out. And the pandemic had an effect on me, but I got help. And Anna, she just came up with this great idea of doing a beauty industry that helps people with autism or disabled. A beauty company to start off with lip balms. And it was just, and we went to like Shopify and it was helpful. And at first I was just going to see where it goes. I just wasn't so sure. But, you know, not that I didn't think, I just was just one, felt like just taking it step by step. And how great the lip balms were and also how the influence, how what people said in the videos and what people said, it was just so much fun and so great. And I just, the fact that I can inspire people, you know, in some way, it makes it a world worthwhile. That's what I love about it. And I know I keep repeating, but it's true. It's just the idea that I can help people, not only help people find jobs, but inspire them to go after their dreams.
That is the biggest factor of all. And actually, Anna, I was about to ask you, just because obviously you're a very important factor in Jenna's life. What have you learned from Jenna? And how have you played a factor in helping Beauty by Jenna become this wonderful phenomenon that it is now?
Sure. Thank you. Well, I wanted to hop in about the origin story because it was very much something we did together. But basically, when Jenna graduated in 2023, we tried to help her find work. And for about 6 months, we went through that process of looking at her options. But really, her only option was working in a grocery store, stocking shelves, things like that. And Jenna is very creative. She loves drawing. Yes. She would be miserable standing and stocking shelves.
Oh, yeah.
So I was trying to think through what could we do. I used to work in marketing and I always wanted to do something that lit me up, that felt purposeful. I loved, you know, using social media for good. And all of a sudden it was just a light bulb moment when I said, Jenna, why don't we do something together? And this was December of 2023. And we started with just a tiny idea of, well, you're in beauty, we should do beauty. And then we found that we were going to be able to make these organic lip balms made in the US. And so we just started with that. And Jenna is so naturally lovable and mine. Everyone gets to see her personality. She loves getting to be in videos and drawing. And so naturally, it kind of took on a life of its own, which helped us see, okay, what are the next steps? How are we going to grow? And we started hiring people. But it really just started with looking at all of Jenna's talent and all of this potential that we just wanted to do something really wonderful with. And I have the pleasure and honor of just getting to be a part of this journey with Jenna. Yeah. And also, it really fulfills me because, again, everyone, whether you're on the spectrum or not, we all want to feel purposeful. Yes. And a lot of us work jobs that don't fulfill us. And even though I loved marketing, I was helping lots of companies that weren't lighting me up. They were fine. They were doing great things. But I wanted to do something that got me excited every day. So that's a really big blessing, is that every day I wake up knowing that A, I get to do something with Jenna, and B, we get to help other people feel really good in the world.
You guys are tugging at my heartstrings. Yeah, right now. I'm not even
that's
kidding.
That's what the Reds for. Lovable. Yeah, and I admit the 2003-04 thing. I mean, I admit I never was so good with numbers or time, but I mean, I learned, but you know, it still goes up and down. You know how it is.
Yeah, we launched in 2024.
Yep. So yeah, I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
It's hard though, because it's like it's all sort of kind of close together. I guess just in general, something that I really admire about what you said, Anna, is that Jenna has been able to take all of her skills that she has and really combine it into one. And something that I have learned over the past almost 2 years now of working in HR full time is that you don't want to be stuck being miserable at a job that you don't like. Coming from being a child growing up on the autism spectrum, the sad reality is that there are still a lot of people out there that are autistic or on the autism spectrum not working in the jobs that they desire. You see a lot of these individuals working at the grocery stores, working at Target, working in the back, working in even public places like a movie theater or a concert venue, and just being there, just which isn't bad, but they're not being given the chance to utilize their skills. And what I think that Beauty by Jenna has done a really great job of already so far is being able to actually expand on creativity and expertise and passion all wrapped in a box with a bow. And so I think that is what has been so exciting about literally watching Beauty by Jenna explode overnight and watching people more getting the word about this all natural lip balm company, which I think is absolutely fantastic. And something that I actually have learned is that Beauty by Jenna has goals to actually provide working opportunities for adults with disabilities. And you're actually bringing on autistic adults onto your team. So my next question for you is, what does it mean for you to not only run an autistic owned business, which is amazing, but to also hire autistic and disabled employees as well?
Well, honestly, it's an honor. And honestly, it makes me appreciate life more, appreciate my autism more. And I mean, we hired like an autistic photographer, Crystal, and a guy. Actually, we hired another guy, so we got two guys. And Henry. Henry's a great kid. He's a great artist and stuff. And Cruz, he's worked so hard. He helps us with our packages along with Henry. It's just so great. And you know, it's just so fulfilling to, you know, help these people and stuff. And I know, and I'm not to make excuses for the people who put autistic people in a place. I think not to make excuses for them, but you know, I think because for some people, I mean, these days, like autism can sometimes be very confusing to understand, you know, yes. Whether you act so natural or like, or you have this or that, and you don't really know it. So I think autism can just be very confusing sometimes, but that doesn't mean you can't keep an open mind. So I'm just pointing that out.
You are absolutely hitting the nail on the head, Jenna. It can be such a confusing thing to comprehend sometimes. Even I must admit, I am now 31 years old, still trying to figure out how to navigate autism in every sense of the word. I know your eyes are shot up, but you're just like, wait, what? But
it's her brother's age.
Yeah, no, sorry. I'm sorry, you know.
The yes. age is her older brother, so it's
yes, by the way, shout out to your older brother because he's absolutely amazing and being such an amazing older brother, which obviously he needs to be put on notice for that, just for being an outright wonderful human being. But something that yes. Something though that I think has just been so amazing though is because the reality is, as we mentioned earlier, not a lot of people that are on the autism spectrum actually are being fulfilled at their duties. And what I love that you're doing right now is actually giving people these chances to actually work in something that they love. It's not so much about what you get, but it's a matter of what you give. And you're opening so many doors already for these wonderful individuals that you mentioned that are already being a lot more fulfilled at their work, and especially helping an autistic owned business soar to new heights, which I think is absolutely amazing. And yeah, it's been really incredible to watch just how, again, Beauty by Jenna has just exploded literally within just a year, which is amazing. So I would actually love to hear a little bit more about your beauty products that your company has been working so hard on, from your best-selling items to even the new beauty products.
Thank you. Well, they're all, like Anna said, made in the U.S. and they're organic. And Shopify, you know, helps make our product. And, you know, we have the fruity ones, the iced pear, the strawberry, and the watermelon. And the watermelon is my favorite. And the tinted ones, the crimson, the pink champagne, and the shimmer. And wow, the tinted ones are actually the best. And I actually love the crimson. I love what it does with my lips.
They're the best seller.
Yeah,
right?
They're the best seller. Yes. And, you know, it's just wonderful. And now we're getting new products. And we're thinking about making new products. And it might just be the tinted ones.
Yes, we are. We did a poll with our audience about what our next product should be. And it looks like everyone wants a lip stain. So we might be working on that behind closed doors here doing our, you know, things. But we know we're going to launch more into makeup next because our best sellers are the tinted colored lip balms. So our brand is very playful, colorful. It's all about that unique expression. And so our next products will definitely fall into that same category.
Now, what is a lip stain, if I may ask, just coming from a guy that doesn't know much about makeup?
Well, a lip stain is kind of like, I don't know, it's kind of like a lipstick, but different. It kind of works like paint in a way, only, or clay or something. Like you basically put it on your lips and then you put it on your face. It depends on how you look, you know, your face color and your nose and your, and everything, you know, your lips, all your complexion and everything, you know.
Yeah. So basically it's like a liquid formula. So it looks almost like a lip gloss or a lipstick. You pull out the wand and you brush it onto your lips and then you actually dry it off. So it looks like a very like pigmented, watery type thing. And then you just take off the excess and it literally stains your lips for like 10 hours so that you don't have to feel the greasiness of a product. It feels like you're not wearing anything. We actually put some on last night when we were testing it. And this morning we still have some pink on our lips. So it kind of gives you a pink feel without having to feel a material, which is very important for Jenna. She doesn't like when she feels the texture of things. So it's a very fun thing.
Yeah, it and feels of course like it's a working product, and I have sensitive skin, so it's important the product, and I guess other people, important the product is sensitive and organic and everything, you know, mainly was all that.
That is so awesome, and that is such a fantastic idea, because I gotta be honest, I don't know anything about makeup. I have absolutely no idea what it is at all, but that sounds absolutely amazing. And what I love hearing just now is the fact that you also want to make makeup that are also sensory, you know, keeping in mind of the sensories for different autistic people, because something that I've learned by hanging out around much more autistic people in recent years is that we all have the sensories that sometimes we need to put our priorities to meet our sensories. And the fact that you've came up with this great lip balm that's not going to irritate your lips, like you mentioned with the texture of the lipstick, sometimes it has that, and it stays on for 10 hours. It's like, my gosh, you could get through so many movies right then and there by just having it on. It's absolutely amazing.
Yes, thank you. No, we're very excited. And we're grateful that our audience is always telling us what they want, because we try and guess, but it just makes it so much more fun where we can put a poll up and everyone tells us exactly what they want. And then we just get to do the fun part where we test things out and we formulate and we brand what it's going to look like. But really, we are planning on doing a big expansion this year. We want to launch 2 to 3 new products. And the dream is to get into big retail stores in the next 2 years to hire many more people to help us. And we know that it's going to be a very explosive year for sure.
Absolutely. So to all those retailers out there, if you're looking for great autistic owned and created products, Beauty by Jenna is the way to go. So my last question for you guys is this. Being a beauty brand owner is not an easy job. There's a lot of responsibilities that come with running your own company and being autistic. I know from personal experience that the standards are very high. What tips of advice would you give to other autistic individuals that are looking to start their own businesses and companies?
Well, the advice I would give them is basically, first off, surround yourself with the right people, like people not only who can help you with your business, but people who motivate you, believe in you, and well, actually, along with that, believe in yourself. You have confidence. Don't lose hope. And, you know, just take it one step at a time and see where it goes. And, you know, at the same time, while expecting a little, don't expect too much. I mean, I know that how that sounds, but, you know, that's the way to go.
Yes. And as someone who has helped and supported on the journey, I would say if you want to have your own business, like Jenna said, reach out to people online, ask for help. Most people are willing to support and be a part of your journey. And especially if you just explain what your intentions are with your company, a lot of people get moved and inspired by stories. So it really does help when you start a business that has a mission. It can get a lot of people on board, and it's much easier to do something when you have a group of people behind you.
Absolutely.
It takes a village. It takes a village. That is 100% sure. I can't say this enough, that what you are doing for the autism community in just a short amount of time, in literally a year and a month, has been nothing short of inspiring. And I cannot be more excited to see all of the great opportunities that 2025 is going to bring Beauty by Jenna and beyond. I could not be more elated to see how already within just a short amount of time, this company has literally set the standard into a new type of beauty. Because something that I've noticed is that there's not a lot of autistic beauty brands out there, as sad as it sounds. But what you're doing is that you're changing the game of how people see beauty, but from a different perspective. And that is so unbelievably important. So my kudos to you, Jenna, and my kudos to you, Anna, as well, because what Jenna has is an amazing sister-in-law who has literally helped her build what she has now, and what will only continue and continue to go higher and higher and higher. So I couldn't be more elated to see the wonderful things that Beauty and Jenna has in store for us this upcoming year and the years to come.
Well, thank you, Devin.
Thanks, that means Devin. The world. It's so good to see you and talk with you too.
Of course. My thanks to Jenna Graybow for her wonderful input. If you are interested in buying any products from Jenna and her amazing company, Beauty by Jenna, please go to their website at shopbeautybyjenna.com. If you like what you heard on this episode and want to hear other episodes or stay tuned for future episodes, be sure to like, comment, and subscribe to this podcast. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on YouTube. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I'm Devin Morrissey, and I will see you next time right here on Autistically Unapologetic.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Autistically Unapologetic with Devin Morrissey. If you like what you hear and you want to see more, don't forget to rate and subscribe to stay tuned for future episodes. Again, thanks for listening.